Chapter 5. Telepathy. If you haven't found something strange during the day, it hasn't been much of a day. John Wheeler. Only those who attempt the absurd will achieve the impossible. M.C. Escher. A.E. von Vogt's novel Slan captures the vast potential and our darkest fears associated with the power of telepathy. Jami Cross, the protagonist in the novel, is a Slan, a dying race of super-intelligent telepaths. His parents were brutally murdered by enraged mobs of humans who fear and despise all telepaths because of the enormous power wielded by those who can intrude on their private, most intimate thoughts. Humans mercilessly hunt down the Slans like animals. With their characteristic tendrils growing out of their heads, Slans are easy to spot. In the course of the book, Jami tries to make contact with other Slans who might have fled into outer space to escape the witch hunts of humans determined to exterminate them. Historically, mind reading has been seen as so important that it has often been associated with the gods. One of the most fundamental powers of any god is the ability to read our minds and hence answer our deepest prayers. A true telepath who could read minds at will could easily become the wealthiest, most powerful person on Earth, able to enter into the minds of Wall Street bankers or to blackmail and coerce his rivals. He would pose a threat to the security of governments. He could effortlessly steal a nation's most sensitive secrets. Like the Slans, he would be feared and perhaps hunted down. The enormous power of a true telepath was highlighted in the Landmark Foundation series by Isaac Asimov, often touted as one of the greatest science fiction epics of all time. A galactic empire that has ruled for thousands of years is on the verge of collapse and ruin. A secret society of scientists called the Second Foundation uses complex equations to predict that the empire will eventually fall and plunge civilization into 30,000 years of darkness. The scientists draft an elaborate plan based on their equations in an effort to reduce this collapse of civilization down to just a few thousand years. But then, disaster strikes. Their elaborate equations fail to predict a single event, the birth of a mutant called the Mule, who is capable of controlling minds over great distances and hence able to seize control of the galactic empire. The galaxy is doomed to 30,000 years of chaos and anarchy unless this telepath can be stopped. Although science fiction is full of fantastic tales concerning telepaths, the reality is much more mundane. Because thoughts are private and invisible, for centuries charlatans and swindlers have taken advantage of the naive and gullible among us. One simple parlor trick used by magicians and mentalists is to use a shill, an accomplice planted in the audience whose mind is then read by the mentalist. The careers of several magicians and mentalists, in fact, have been based on the famous hat trick, in which people write private messages on strips of paper, which are then placed in a hat. The magician then proceeds to tell the audience what is written on each strip of paper, amazing everyone. There is a deceptively simple explanation for this ingenious trick. One of the most famous cases of telepathy did not involve a shill, but an animal, Clever Hans, a wonder horse that astonished European audiences in the 1890s. Clever Hans, to the amazement of audiences, could perform complex mathematical feats of calculation. If, for example, you ask Clever Hans to divide 48 by 6, the horse would beat its hoof 8 times. Clever Hans, in fact, could divide, multiply, add fractions, spell, and even identify musical tones. Clever Hans's fans declared that he was either more intelligent than many humans, or he could telepathically pick people's brains. But Clever Hans was not the product of some clever trickery. The marvelous ability of Clever Hans to perform arithmetic even fooled his trainer. In 1904, prominent psychologist Professor C. Strumpf was brought in to analyze the horse and could find no obvious evidence of trickery or covert signaling to the horse, only adding to the public's fascination with Clever Hans. 3 years later, however, Strumpf's student, psychologist Oscar Fuchs, did much more rigorous testing and finally discovered Clever Hans' secret. All he really did was observe the subtle facial expressions of his trainer. The horse would continue to beat his hoofs until his trainer's facial expression changed slightly, at which point he would stop beating. Clever Hans could not read people's minds or perform arithmetic. He was simply a shrewd observer of people's faces. There have been other telepathic animals in recorded history. As early as 1591, a horse named Morocco became famous in England and made a fortune for his owner by picking out people in the audience, pointing out letters of the alphabet, and adding the total of a pair of dice. He caused such a sensation in England that Shakespeare immortalized him in his play Love's Labour's Lost as the Dancing Horse. Gamblers are also able to read people's minds in a limited sense. When a person sees something pleasurable, the pupils of his eyes usually dilate. When he sees something undesirable or performs a mathematical calculation, his pupils contract. Gamblers can read the emotions of their poker-faced opponents by looking for their eyes to dilate or contract. This is one reason that gamblers often wear colored visors over their eyes to shield their pupils. One can also bounce a laser beam off a person's pupil and analyze where it is reflected, and thereby determine precisely where a person is looking. By analyzing the motion of the reflected dot of laser light, one can determine how a person scans a picture. By combining these two technologies, one can then determine a person's emotional reaction as he scans a picture, all without his permission.